Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM. Think about this. We export 30% of our farm production. And who are the big exporting companies processing, transporting our product all over the world? You guessed right. The farmer's friend, ADM. And now for today's commentary. What goes around comes around. For years, the FDA was telling us not to consume fat because clearly fat will make you fat. Don't eat that steak and don't eat that cheese. That was what we heard for nearly two decades. It was a steady drumbeat criticizing fat and promoting carbs. Eat more bread. Eat more pasta. So we did what they said. But look what happened. We got fat. I remember when consumer organizations would come to my office and tell me how harmful butter was for your health. You should use margarine on your bread. 10 years later, the government said they changed their mind. They decided that butter's better for you than margarine. And now the public enemy number one is trans fat. The FDA is relaxing its objection to fat now and focusing on the question of whether a particular food overall is good for your health. And also, if your concern is weight, calories are what count. And that makes sense to me. With the general public trying to control their weight, they're focusing on what works for them. The popularity of the Atkins diet has sparked a revolution. Protein is in. Protein is acceptable now. Even fat's okay, except for trans fat. Carbs are out. Starch? That just makes you fat. I have the food pyramid in front of me. It is definitely in for a shake-up. Do you think they would just turn it upside down with meat, eggs, and dairy products as a foundation? Well, probably not. But for sure, there'll be some repositioning of the food groups. I think science is making progress. It's a new day. Now I can drink to my health with a couple glasses of red wine. The National Institute of Health says so. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.